Welcome to another episode of Casual. Hi, Casual.
Welcome, welcome.
Oh, what a nice intro to the music.
Nice. Nice, and StreamYard is not bugging anymore. So, woohoo! Thank you, StreamYard gods.
That was fun for a few minutes. It took us a few takes to get to this point because it was blasting music. But that's behind us now. And we have
that's some behind juicy, us. Juicy. We have resolved it, and we've got, yeah, as you're saying, juicy, juicy details on our last story. For everybody not aware, please check out our last episode. We were covering the Logan Paul and CoffeeZilla scandal. So go and watch this one. Press pause. It's like a 15-minute episode, maybe 20. Covers everything pretty nicely. But now we are back with another reaction video from, this time, CoffeeZilla. Robert, take it away.
CoffeeZilla finally reacted to Logan Paul video, the apology video, which we also covered in the previous episode. And it's kind of juicy. Some of the things that I liked from the apology he didn't like, and vice versa. You guys seem to agree on a lot of points. It took him about a week or so to respond, but doesn't matter. Let's see what CoffeeZilla is saying.
Yeah, that's,
do you notice something about this
video that we have watched? Sorry for jumping in. There's a 15-minute video. I think the apology, the reaction to the apology is like 15 minutes. Everybody should watch it. We watched it prior to this episode, and yeah, let's go over it.
Do you notice something about this thumbnail that Steven used?
It looks kind of similar. It looks like something that if it was seen before, with the roles being reversed just a little bit.
Yes, Logan Paul did the exact same or similar thumbnail, in which he had CoffeeZilla in the background and he was reacting like this. So it's pretty funny to see Steven CoffeeZilla bugging into Logan Paul and twisting and turning his arms. But to recap it in short, what CoffeeZilla is saying in his latest video, which you can also find in the description below, is his opinion is that Logan is ignoring all the people that have invested, that he has not addressed the real victims who have invested real money into the project. He likes the apology, but says that Logan is presenting himself as a victim, which is one of the things you actually mentioned last time. And I maybe I was just biased because I haven't seen Logan Paul apology in 10 years. So yeah, I guess you guys might be onto something.
Yeah, my first reaction was definitely that, not that the guy's faking it, but that he's framing it in a way of kind of cleaning himself up and saying, come on, I was not aware of this, I couldn't have known. I'm partially a victim here. This was my overall impression on the first bet. But yeah, continue.
You having Dwayne Johnson as a neighbor has seemed to pay off, because you were more detached from the emotional investment into the whole situation, which I can't say for myself. And a shocking revelation, I mean, fact about CoffeeZilla's response is that most of the victims will not be reimbursed. Why and how? We'll talk in that in a minute, but let's return to the fact that Logan Paul wants to put 1,000 of his ETH, so $1.3 million, back into the project for reimbursing users. But CoffeeZilla states that even from his co-founders, which is Eddie Ibanez and Jake, the Crypto King, have already sold 7.7 worth of their CryptoZoo tokens. So he was like, okay, is this even enough?
Yeah, why is that? Is this because Ether price has declined? Where do we have the difference? Currently the Ether price is like a quarter of what it was when the CryptoZoo project was launched, right?
Yes, quarter, third maybe. So 4,000 and a half versus 1,600. Yeah, something like that. Currently is $1,600.
So the math actually pans out if you think about it. We've got roughly 8 million. 8 million yeah. Has to be reimbursed because it was stolen, but it will be returned in Ether, which is now a quarter of its value. So the guy still needs to fish out like almost $2 million. So yeah, is 1.3 million enough?
Is it? Or I don't know if this, the whole, you know, the 7.7 million cash out that these two guys did is in any sort connected to the actual payout that Logan Paul wants to do. for 0.1 ETH for each NFT to the users, because the users aren't cashing out CryptoZoo tokens, but they're cashing out in ETH, basically. So what Logan Paul investment will do is you can now sell the NFT probably directly to the contract and get 0.1 ETH back. But this is where your argument comes right in handy, right? Because 0.1 ETH for the price which you bought it like a year or two ago was $400. And now if you sell it for the same price, 0.1 ETH for the same amount of ETH, it's only around $150.
Okay, let's go on the pessimistic end of the stick. And this is not an accusation, so I don't want to be sued by Logan Paul, but he could actually just be putting a patch, wrapping or grabbing 5 million and returning 1.3 million for washing his face or washing his reputation online.
Possibly, but to avoid being sued, we are just thinking that is a possibility or not, you know. what I like about Steven's coverage, CoffeeZilla's coverage, is that he initially said in his report that he has no record of Logan Paul ever cashing out anything from this project.
It's yes, only this is a guys. Very important yeah. distinction. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
Bad actors like Eddie Ibanez and Jake the Crypto King. So, can you get a refund if you've been affected by this? So this is where the plot thickens. The last time I understood is like everyone who invested in CryptoZoo will be able to like sell them for a certain amount of price so you can cash out, because initially you had to buy CryptoZoo tokens to start buying X. But this 1.3 now million dollars changed to 1.8 after CoffeeZilla published his video, and it means in the time since you bought this X or hedged them, if you have not sold your NFTs, this is where this refund comes out. So if you've sold your CryptoZoo tokens or bought them, it has nothing to do with this refund. If you have still not sold your X or hedged X, you can get this refund of 0.1 ETH, even though at a loss at this point.
So it's a less than you invested, but still you're getting something back.
Yes.
With the current market status, maybe not the worst deal of the century.
Yes, agreed. Maybe it's worth even holding, not holding them for a while, but not that's not financial advice. Mm-hmm. Funny thing that Steven touched in his reaction video was what Logan Paul tweeted out, and he said, "The Matrix is real. Pray you never become its target."
I mean, I'm so happy that CoffeeZilla responded in a way that he did. I mean, he was actually making a joke out of this, and that means that his reaction video to the apology was way, way, way much funner than it was in the original.
It was. What do you think? I'm the Matrix, Logan. That I'm chasing you. Why are you then apologizing to me if I'm the Matrix? It was like, it's so childish. He was basically mocking his whole response. And the last part of the CoffeeZilla reaction video was mentioning attorney Tom, which has his own YouTube channel, also linked to his video in the description below. He mentions that attorney Tom will be suing Logan Paul for the arbitration clause. So if you're a victim of CryptoZoo or made any investments, just check the video out. And I wasn't sure what the arbitration clause was, but it's a clause in a contract that requires the parties to resolve their disputes through an arbitration process.
So as I'm understanding this problem, that means that there's going to be a group lawsuit against Logan Paul trying to get more money out of him to actually reimburse people for their initial investment. This is my understanding of it, but could be wrong.
Fingers crossed it works out for the best.
Yeah, fingers crossed for everybody to get their money back, right?
Yes, for everyone.
I have to ask, did you have any stake in CryptoZoo?
No, zero.
Okay, good for you. Good for you.
If I did, I wouldn't have been able to buy this shiny new iPhone, which I waited for 6 months. But more
you
on this,
the
maybe
iPhone.
In more
you
on
got
this.
The iPhone.
Yes,
come on,
finally.
Tell me more. You got the iPhone.
No,
seriously?
No. I would rather save it for another episode in which we can do the whole shebang and the revisit of our.
Okay, 45 seconds. Are you already using it, or did you just open it right now?
I opened it just recently. I still haven't set up everything. The SIM card is not in, but so far I'm loving it. I stopped using Safari immediately because it doesn't block YouTube ads, so I'm using Brave on it. Nice. But yes, so all in all, loving it.
Oh, looking forward to that episode. Damn it. Is it going to be the next one? I don't know. We have Mastodon in queue.
We'll see. I'll pack it back in the packet so we can do a live unboxing video.
Does that count? You shouldn't have said it on the video. Okay.
And with that, I would... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. People, subscribe for this. Apparently, we've got a boatload of amazing content coming up in the following weeks. So, yeah, subscribe, ring the bell, leave a comment below. You can actually comment on the reaction from CoffeeZilla or just comment on your disappointment with Robert for switching to an iPhone. That's it. Thank you, everybody. Have a good one. And
bye, everyone. Thank you.